Next patient was Jerry Ridge. J-E-R-R-Y. Jerry. J-E-R-R-Y. Ridge is R-I-J. R-I-J. J is in John. Please make copy for Jesse Casimiro. C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Casimiro. M-D. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who has a past history for meningioma, status post craniotomy, and resection. Has had episodes of persistent cough and choking and possible aspiration. The period. The patient states he gets coughing spells at least once a day, which lasts for several minutes, and he has trouble expectorating, and he also tries to swallow. The mucus which he needs to regurgitate. He denied any fever, such as night sweats or significant chest pains. He has not had any recent chest x-ray or CAT scan of the chest, but had a CT of the abdomen on 3/8/24, which showed the lower lungs to have linear subsegmental atelectasis with scarring in the left lower lobe at 3 millimeter subpleural nodule in the left lung. The patient has had some weight gain. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of meningioma, for which he had a craniotomy and a resection of the meningioma. Subsequently, he developed a paralysis of one of his vocal cords and has had numbness of the right side of his body and neck. He has had cataracts. He also had a subdural hematoma. And had an inguinal and a ventral hernia repair done. He did have bilateral pneumonia treated in 2018. Next. Habits. The patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. Next. Family history. Father died of pulmonary fibrosis. Mother had heart disease. Next. Allergies, none. Next. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No glaucoma, cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath, but no wheezing and coughing spells. Next. The patient denies reflux or GI bleeding. No skin rash, no itching. There's joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and losartan 50 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam, this, let's see. Oh, in the history section, in the system review, the patient has no easy bruising. And he has no joint pains or muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, better physical exam. Just averagely built elderly, white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. His blood pressure is 130. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse is 82. Respiration 16. HEND anomalous pharynx. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus is injected. Next sample, no bruising. Thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Visas are scattered with no crackles on either side. Heart sounds are regular as one as to no murmur. Next, extremities will no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions, noted. Next, impression number 1, chronic cough reactive airways disease. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology, and undetermined. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is migraine. Next line, planned patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And ventral and inhaler 2+ QRD. Next line, planned patient will planned patient will go for a complete PFT, as he said. Let's see. And PFT will be done. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. You'll use a ventral and inhaler, 2+ QIDPRN. Thank you for this consultation. Sorry to see that.